Today is April 22nd. Pastor is saying to us, an act of victory. Our opening scripture comes from the book of Exodus chapter 17, verses 12 to 13 of the New International Version. When Moses' hands grew tired, they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it. Aaron and Hur held his hands up, one on one side, one on the other, so that his hands remained steady till sunset. So Joshua overcame the Amalekite army with the sword. As referenced in our last study, the lifting of our hands to the Lord is an offering to Him, not a mere religious routine as some folks think. It's a ministry. For example, Exodus chapter 17 verses 8 to 13 gives us the account of the Israelites' battle against the Amalekites. The Amalekites attacked Israel at Rephidim. Moses instructed Joshua to choose men to fight against Amalek while he went to the top of the hill with the staff of God in his hand. As the battle progressed, whenever Moses held up his hands, the Israelites prevailed. But when he lowered them, the Amalekites gained the upper hand. Aaron and Hur, the two men who were with Moses, noticed that every time Moses lifted his hands, Israel had the advantage. And every time his hands dropped, the opposing side prevailed. Moses, unaware of the impact, was informed by Aaron and Hur that the lifting of his hands influenced the outcome of the battle. Recognizing the importance, Aaron and Hur provided a stone for him to sit on, and they both helped to bear his hands up on either side. By so doing, Israel prevailed against Amalek. What did that signify? It wasn't about the height of the hands. It was the lifting of the hands. Remember that he had to sit down. When he sat down, the height was reduced. So, it wasn't about how high the hands were. It was a fact that the hands were lifted. With his hands steady until sunset, Joshua overwhelmed the Amalekite forces. There's something about the lifting of our hands. If you desire to witness continuous victories and triumphs, always praise the Lord with your hands lifted. When you face challenges, declare, Father, I lift my hands to you against these issues, against the forces of darkness, against those that war against me. This act has the power to paralyze opposing forces. Blessed be God. Please say this prayer with me. Dear Father, I lift my hands to you today in holiness, to bless and adore you for your glory, majesty, and grace. I rejoice in you today, knowing that you are the glory of my life and the solid rock on which I stand. With my hands lifted in praise, I declare that you alone are God. You're the great King of all. Thank you for your loving kindness. In Jesus' name, amen. For further study, please read Psalm chapter 63, verse 4, Psalm chapter 141, verse 2, and Psalm chapter 134, verses 1 to 2. For the one-year Bible reading plan, please read Luke chapter 19, verses 28 to 48, and 1 Samuel chapter 16 to 17. For the two-year Bible reading plan, please read Romans chapter 14, verses 12 to 23, and Psalm chapters 125 to 126.
Thank you for listening today. We trust you have been blessed. For more information about the Rhapsody of Realities and our other materials, please visit www.loveworldpublishing.com or give us a call on +44 1708 556 604. God bless you.